You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at some interesting developments coming out of the Gaia stable. The Gaia fund managers have recently announced that they are building something special. I'm joined on the line by the managing director at Gaia Fund Managers, Reneer de Wit, to take a look at this. Reneer, thanks so much for taking the time. Very ambitious to be building Africa's largest climate fund.
Good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for having me. Yes, well, you have to be ambitious. We've got an enormous task on our hands, and if you just look at the absolute need for energizing Africa and the continent, we've got to play our part. And if the opportunity is there, then why not grab it? And with that, hopefully, make a good impression for our investors and for the people on the continent.
Speaking of those opportunities, Reneer, when we look at the fund space and the investor space, there's been a lot of conversations, obviously, around investor appetite, where that's sitting at the moment, where the money is being deployed, whether people are willing to deploy and all of that. And there has been a very clear focus around this climate change and achieving climate goals. And I just think back to the recent gathering of the G20 ministers of finance, where there were commitments from that perspective. Tell me about the investor appetite from your perspective in the private space.
Yeah, so what we see is that private investors, specifically your pension funds, your asset managers, life insurance companies and the like, have a need to invest in long-term assets that have predictable, stable income. It's a good match for their liabilities, and that's what they're looking for. And sustainable infrastructure in the form of renewable energy, your utility-scale big projects offer exactly that to a pension fund. So it's a good match. At the end of the day, you have to pick the right assets. You have to give an opportunity to invest in the form of, a fund or an instrument that fits within the mandate of that pension fund. And if you do that, pick the right assets, then this can be a really, really attractive space to invest in.
Reneer, when we look at the actual fund that you guys are in the process of setting up, do you want to take me through some of that in terms of where the fund will focus? Is it going to be a fund of funds? Is it going to be investing in other projects specifically, or investing in other funds that are running this kind of, or that meet your targets? How are you guys building this?
Okay, so firstly, the fund is already set up. It's based in Luxembourg in Europe, because we're raising capital from European and American investors. And then we also have a niche way to get African investors access to that. That fund will then invest in sub-Saharan African renewable energy projects that already exist. So we're buying into operational assets that already work. They already deliver energy to the grid. And in such a way, we have the ability to release capital for the developers and the early stage investors so that they can go and do more. We hold those assets then for a long term for our investors and manage the assets and generate the returns. So it's we're not developing new green assets. We give capital by releasing existing investors to go and do more, and in such a way creating a secondary market in many of these countries that doesn't exist. And if you'll appreciate, Jimmy, if you don't have a secondary market, then how are you going to get more people building new projects? In such a way, we're able to acquire significant stakes in wind, solar, hydro, transmission projects across the region. We exclude South Africa. We're specifically focusing on east, west, and parts of Southern Africa. And we will then buy these stakes and hold them for our investors.
Reneer, let's look at the primary market for a second. Obviously, in order for the secondary market to exist, there needs to be a primary market as well. When you look at the African continent, where are you seeing strength in primary markets, and perhaps that could allude to as well the secondary markets you might be focusing on, or the secondary markets you might want to see expand?
Yeah, so East Africa is really a champion in the space in sub-Saharan Africa, outside of South Africa. Obviously, we've done our bit, and there's a lot more to do. We need many more projects on board. But East Africa, so your Kenyan, Ugandan, Rwandan, Tanzanian markets, those areas have had a number of new projects come online over the last few years. And then there's significant growth in some West African markets, so the likes of Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Cameroon, Ghana. And then places like Zambia and Botswana as well. So those are the markets we're focusing on, where there are projects that are looking for a secondary market, and where there are developers that want to go and do more. They've got the secret sauce. They know how to develop these projects. They've done it successfully. So we empower them to go and do that again by recycling their capital.
Renier, the fund, you mentioned the fund is obviously now set up from a Luxembourg point of view, but you are specifically looking into the African landscape. And I want to look at the investors that you're targeting from European countries and other regions. Is there a particular preference towards how climate funds or climate investment is now being looked at, whether it's from a project perspective or whether it's from a geographical perspective? Are we seeing investors or the deployers of the capital saying that these are the kinds of projects that we are more likely to favor?
I certainly do think so, Jimmy. What we have to appreciate is that less than 2% of global renewable energy investment currently comes to the continent. And you know, that's a real problem. You know, from an African standpoint, we can't wait for the world to bring money to Africa. We got to do it ourselves. But at the same time, if we give, a fund such as the Gaia Africa Climate Fund and similar vehicles that can give access to the pension funds in Europe and US to sub-Saharan Africa, where they can generate higher than typical returns that they get in their home market, obviously at a risk-adjusted basis, this gives them some diversification. It's an attractive space. You know, when you're a first mover, there are obviously opportunities that you can take hold of and generate some good returns. And you know, from Gaia's perspective, this is a hugely catalytic fund. I mean, it's systemic change that we're creating here in the region, and we have to channel more capital to the region. So if the appetite is there, but the vehicles to do it through and the asset managers that focus on the region are not there, then the money's not going to come here. So we're taking that step.
So, Renier, we're saying that the capital is definitely there. There's definitely an interest to do that. We just need to make sure that we can have all the right structures in place for that capital to flow through.
100% correct, Jimmy. What we see is that many of the funds at the moment focus on greenfield, so developmental assets. And there's a lot of risk involved in that. Obviously, you have to construct the project. It takes a lot of time, money. You know, you've got to work through lots of actors, and there's a lot of uncertainty about that. What the secondary market offers is an existing asset that already performs. It's generating returns, it's generating dividends, and it's a safer landing. So if you're looking at a continent like Africa and you've got private capital, your pension funds, asset managers, and the like wanting to access that, then to give them a safer landing and an easier entry from the start is the best way to do it.
Very interesting developments indeed. We wish you the best of luck with the fund. Hopefully we can see some positive projects coming from it and the expansion of all of the development issues around renewable energies. We'll leave it at that, Renier. Renier De Wit, who is Managing Director at Gaia Fund Managers, on their ambition to build Africa's largest climate investment fund.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.